All of this week, the University of Nebraska is celebrating 100 years of Czech teaching on campus. The language course was set up by Nebraska's large expatriate Czech community at the turn of the 20th century, since Czech emigres wanted to ensure that their descendants received schooling in their own mother tongue. A century on, and the Czech language is still thriving as an outpost of the American Midwest. Between lectures, I spoke to the university's Czech professor, Mila Sasková-Pierce, who's also been organising the centenary celebrations. I started by asking her what festivities she had planned in the coming days.
We have a nice programme. First of all, we have gotten on loan the wonderful exhibit by Lucy Seifert, The History of the Brave Czech Nation, which is the biggest book in the world, I understand. And we got the English version, and it is being exhibited now at the university. Then the governor of the state of Nebraska declared this week to be the week of Czech program at the university. So the whole state of Nebraska is celebrating the Czech program and the Czechness of part of 20% of the Nebraska population. And then Thursday, students of Czech language, we will all get together and we will cook the whole afternoon, and in the evening we invite all the students from the whole university. Hopefully not all 25,000 students will come, but we hope to get 150, 200 students who will come and share a Czech meal that is vepřák nedlo zelo.
There aren't that many people in the world that speak Czech, maybe about 10 million in the Czech Republic. So why do you think it's important that young Nebraskans and indeed students from elsewhere learn the language?
I think that there are two reasons I can think of very quickly. One is that there was always a great collaboration between Nebraska, Czech Nebraska, and Czech culture. And in fact, in 1916, farmers, that is, people who were sending their children barefooted to school, they collected $500,000 to send to Masaryk's government in exile, because somebody had to pay for their stay, and it was those farmers who sent this unbelievable contribution. They were publishing even the Czechoslovak, you know, they sent even people to fight. There was always this big support. It was interrupted during the communist time, and now we are retying this very fertile communication.
Do you think that Czech studies at the University of Nebraska will survive for the next 100 years?
I'm sure. Well, we don't know, but I think that with enthusiastic people that we have on this side of the ocean, and with this kind and supportive relationship coming from the Czechs on the other side of the ocean, I think that we have the best outlook for the next 100 years.
That was Mila Sasková-Pierce, who I spoke to.